Blog Talk Radio.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear, and we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. All the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through?
And we are live here on a Monday afternoon, evening, afternoon, depending where you're at in this beautiful land of ours. I'm your host, Michael Long, on Journey into the Light. Claudia Granger is our guest here for this show. She will be taking your phone calls, as Claudia is a psychic medium, Reiki master, and so much more. You can find out all about Claudia at her website, which is listed here on the show page, plus Facebook. Link is here, and also the phone number to contact Claudia, and you can find out all about Claudia during this show. And we also, if you're listening to us live, we are taking your calls for free readings. Claudia will go to the phone lines momentarily, so call on in, 347-884-8245. Once you call on in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone so that you come aboard. I will come to you in the screening room, so please be by your phone. Next hour, we'll be joined with Linnea Starr, psychic medium. So we're here, and then we got some 2 hours tonight, psychic roundtable tonight at 9 with Chuck Bergman, the psychic hop. We'll be here exclusively here on Journey into the Light with Marilyn. So we're going to go right now to the phone lines, and let's bring in our guest, Claudia Granger, to the show. Welcome back, Claudia.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me, and thank you for playing this beautiful song, which fits right nicely with my today theme of relationships. As we have this beautiful spring weather here in Arizona, and I get lots of calls of people who fall in and out of love these days, I want to talk a little bit about how to prevent relationship disaster in the beginning stages, and to stay cool, calm, and centered within yourself so that you can realize to attract the good and perfect relationship. One of the things I would like to tell the ladies, I had a lot of talks with gentlemen about what they're looking in a lady, and I got a lot of different viewpoints, but one stuck out, and it is this need for the chase. And we women, we always think 10 years ahead of times, or a year at least, and we already think about how it's going to be, you know, after the first date, 5 years down the road. So the first thing is relax. Every meeting, every first meeting, just think, I'm meeting this soul, and maybe we say hi, and maybe we say bye later. But this doesn't have to be my lifelong perfect match, my lifelong perfect partner. It is okay to just be relaxed here and say hi to this beautiful soul sitting next to me, or contacting me, or meeting on any kind of application. So don't think right away, oh, is this Mr. Right? Relax into the scenario. The second one is that women have the tendency to cream themselves and make themselves super nice and super pretty to fit into the partner's viewpoint and to also fit into his life. We oftentimes bend over backwards to really fit right into the person's schedule and make it all happen to seemingly prove that we are a perfect spouse eventually. That doesn't work out so well because, again, you do not let the person give a little bit of a chase. So allow yourself to be authentic, allow yourself to be natural, but don't get anxious and let the person come to you. Because if the person doesn't have to put effort in and you make it all easy and all right, then oftentimes it's ending up like the mommy complex. He doesn't see a spouse in you which needs to be conquered and cherished, but more like a mommy which makes everything right and makes everything nice and cozy for him. So ladies, think about that. The gentleman has also to prove that he deserves you. For the gentleman, I can say, yes, we ladies, we always think ahead, so we don't think about a lot of casual encounters. So to be honest with the lady you're choosing to court, be honest and authentic, and make yourself being clear. Don't play games. So, in all of this, to sum up before we take our first caller, allow yourself to flirt with the world, but flirt in a kind manner. Treat others as you would like to be treated, and then we're all just having a wonderful spring this year. And now, Michael, do you have a first caller for me today?
Yes, I do. Let's go to area code 281. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, this is Dejan. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Dejan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to know if you see me getting a job or getting a job change this month.
I'm getting a very clear and profound yes. Short and simple. you can have a change of job and job change. Actually, they're telling me you have two options. And one of them you will be a little bit doubtful about, and that brings me to a point. Please do not be doubtful. Doubtful energy shrinks our energy field and makes us less hopeful and less glowing and less flirting with the world. And everybody wants to be with a person who is happy. So allow yourself to be confident, as I got a very loud yes for you. But I also see a lot of negative thought patterns in your mind racing around. Can it really be? Am I good enough? This is difficult, and. Allow yourself to say, from now on, allow myself to have it easy to attract the perfect job. From now on, give myself permission to let the universe bring me positive opportunities which might even surprise me. From now on, I give myself permission to have positive changes in all areas of my life, which bring my life to the up-and-up position. Because they're showing me these two opportunities, and then there's coming a whole lot of symbolism of negative thoughts, a whole bunch. May I ask you, Dijon, where all these thoughts are coming from? Did you have a lot of frustration time in regard of your job searches lately?
The job that I have now, I got back in December, and before then, it's been a struggle trying to find work since last year. So, yeah.
And you don't like that job anymore? You want to go to the next level and get something better?
Well, I don't feel like I'm gonna work there forever, you know. So, I mean, it'll be
okay.
Nice to find somewhere else.
Well, I'm hearing you will have two opportunities. Think big, but also be realistic. You have to mentally prepare yourself for the job change and maybe think about your ideal job. What would it be ideally? Oftentimes people, for example, who create themselves a job and who start their first business, they have to have a vision first. Even if we change a job, or when I started to really do my healing work nonstop instead of working for a consultancy company in Europe, I had to have the vision that this can work out. So sometimes it takes a little bit of leap of faith. So what I'm getting simple and strongly for your question, the answer is yes, and you even have a choice between two different works. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It does.
Good. Then, do you have another one?
Do you know what they're going to be?
What kind of job it's going to be?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Question, have you ever worked with anything in regard of design or artistic areas? Where you have
yes.
to be very creative. Okay.
Yes.
That talent of yours will definitely be needed in that job. You might also work with a woman who really appreciates your talent. And there is, again, this area of thinking big. You might think long-term and learn along the goal to maybe create your own business. but definitely a very creative job. And have you ever been working in the fashion industry or something with fashion also?
No, but I have worked with film before.
Okay. What they're telling me is this. They're telling me, and I haven't seen you, so I don't know, but my guide's telling me that you look pretty good. Have you ever thought to get small jobs in the modeling industry, you know, for, you know, a local area? Sometimes some agents are looking for short-term models where you don't have to have a huge portfolio and you don't have been in the business forever and ever and a day. But think about getting some good photo shots together and check out your area with modeling agencies. And I think that would be also very suitable on the side for you. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All the blessings to you for a wonderful, perfect job.
All right,
Michael.
You.
Whom do we have as next one?
Okay. Let's go to Anne in the Bay Area.
Hello, Anne. How are you?
Hi. Hello. Are you giving mediumship readings today?
Mediumship?
Yes.
Okay. Anne in the Bay Area. Whom would you like to contact? Any particular
I'm
person?
I'm open for anyone, yeah. Or if you'd
okay.
like a name, either way.
Let me check. There are lots of N's out there, but I'm trying to make a contact to you personally. And I'm getting an older woman coming slowly forward. She had what I always refer to, the older woman's curl, meaning like a perm or something with rollers, which then are combed out. I perceive her with white hair. And she must have been a little bit sick at the end because I see her in a nightgown. So it was not a rem-bam death for example, with a car accident.
Do you get a feeling on father's side or mother's side? Because that could be both.
Let me ask. 1 second. Father's side, no. Not the father's side, the mother's side.
Oh, okay. Great.
And what she's telling me is that she wasn't in life always the easiest person to be with. She sometimes says to me that she would have liked to bite on her tongue, but she must have been pretty outspoken. However, this lady I'm seeing here has held a lot of things back about her life.
Mm-hmm.
She regrets that she wasn't always up front and was holding a lot of stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have liked to share more. And she is sorry that she missed out on this opportunity. When you feel her, she's telling me that she is backing you up, meaning you can lean on her, and she is visiting you quite a bit. Have you ever seen with your open eyes a silver light spark, like a flash of light, like bling, where you thought, is this real? I am supposed to tell you when you see that, whether it's silver or gold, it's also her piercing through the reality from one to this one, from her one to this one. And it's then not failure of your eyes. Now she's. Now I'm asking whether she comes with fragrance. I'm not getting a fragrance from her. But have you ever felt like a little blow of air behind your right ear?
Not yet.
When that happens, that's also her. She said, I was way too serious when I was in my life, in his body. Hers, and she said, I'm getting to know what it means to really have a sense of humor. And that said, she never had really an easy childhood, and what part of her first time with crossing over, the learning is about having more fun and having more joy and being like a child again.
Great.
And actually, that's really, really common. I see that in a lot of crossed over loved ones who were born in war times and had a tough time in depression and so on, where they really didn't have much. That the first time when they're over there, reliving like their life anew with joy and jumping around in the grass and having no worry in the world and dancing and singing.
Nice.
And she says, and I blow sometimes on her ear. and she is in that a little bit mischievous. And I'm saying that because she hasn't been that way when she was alive much.
No.
A little bit.
No.
Was always in her. But
she
would like you to understand that she's not that strict motherly or grandmotherly, sometimes a little bit judgmental and sometimes a little bit unfiltered figure anymore.
Great.
Does that answer the question, or would you like to have a particular question towards her?
Well, it seems, well, then my mother was the same way to me. She wasn't very, didn't share a lot with me. So are her and my mother now in a better place together? Are they going through more opening over there than what they were so strict over here?
Well, to that, I'm not seeing your mother right now. And she says, we're currently not together.
Okay.
But she says that the mother has to support the daughter, has to support the daughter, has to support the daughter. If is not in alignment, then there is an energy loss to the one who's currently living in this theater play of life.
Oh,
so she is therefore standing behind you to make up for the disconnect you have had with your mother as well.
Nice.
And your mother seems to have not comprehended all what she has to learn yet.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, don't worry about it. Sooner or later, we all get. But she wants you to know that she is a space holder for that motherly support system, the motherly energy. Now, when I'm downloading from her, I'm not using her necessary words. I'm using or translating her energy into my wording. So you might not necessarily hear the wording she might have used. But she says, one thing is for sure, I am here to support you, and that's why I'm coming quite a bit, and you feel me. She says, you feel me quite a bit. Have you noticed her around, or have you noticed the female figure around you?
Well, between her and my own mother, I don't feel the difference, but I know it's one of them.
Okay. Well, I can tell you it's this grandmother figure. It's not your mother.
Okay.
Because your mother is still, I perceive, and this is what I call the golden cocoon where we are made aware.
Oh. I see.
That we are eternal soul, and that we have to learn to let go of any kind of personalism, any kind of judgment, any kind of self-righteousness, any kind of personality traits which might have been negative, we have to let all that totally go. And that's why your grandmother, she is already there. The mother is not quite there, and that's why they have the reason that they're not together every day. But she says, she's getting there. I have no worry about it because we're all getting there. Time and space does not really exist on this side, so time is a relative force. So in an aspect, she has gotten it already. But in our time zone, which links her, you, and I, as we are talking about this, she is not ready yet. But she will be, and you will feel more softness coming and standing behind you. Okay? As long as you're soft to yourself, as long as you are not so hard to yourself, and as long as you are not judgmental to yourself.
Okay.
Yeah? Don't do that to yourself. Was your grandmother also giving the notion that, you know, one is never good enough and you are never good enough and the woman has always to be better and better and better and better? Yeah, she
said
she was really sorry that. Yeah, she feels really sorry that she brought that in. But she said, you know, I was same way the victim. And I talked in other radio shows about it, that it takes 7 generations to really get that out of the system. So please be aware that you might want the first generation where you actively go against that pattern in the family construct.
Okay.
Allow yourself to be gentle and caring. And that's why I said earlier, flirt with the world. You know, tell another woman, maybe at the cash register, oh, you have a nice necklace on today, or your nails look great, or your eyes look sparkly, or, you know, something nice, or another female somewhere. And honor the female in you. Honor the positive. It's so easy also from female to female to criticize ourselves. And say, oh, look at her. She's too fat. She's too this. She's too that. And being mean to each other. It doesn't take much to say something nice. And we are so easily swayed to say something negative. So be nice to yourself and be nice to another woman. And it will, the universe will repay you and will be nice to you back and will give you the compliments you deserve, because you're a beautiful soul. And even asking about your relatives where you had a tougher time with them speaks all itself to you. Kudos to you for having concern and really wanting to know and really caring.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I have to say to everybody, if you ever want a session from me, you can call me at 928-300-2112, and all listeners get 20% off any regular session. But have I answered your question today, or do you have any other questions for me, Anne?
Does she see, I learned a lot, like you said, about relationships. I went through that. In my 20s, I used to go out of my way to change my schedule to adapt to the man's schedule. And now I've stopped that. So I would do, I think I'm ready for an equal to come into a new relationship.
Right. Right. But the first impulse in the woman is oftentimes to make it all happen, because we're already thinking 10 years ahead, right? Or 5 years ahead. And we really have to stop that and relax into the moment and see what develops and just kick back a little, put the feet up and get out of the situation and observe more. But I think you're doing great, and I'm totally with you that we have to be equal, equally strong, equally loving, and equally kind. That makes for the best relationship. And another tip I find really interesting, somebody told me, and I paid attention to this, the best relationships make couples who look alike. So if you, for example, have a very slim face and you attract somebody with a very round face, sometimes doesn't work out, or vice versa. I noticed that in my clients too, the ones who are together for the longest day, maybe it's through their long years of being together, but there's some likeness.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much.
I'm hearing.
We're out of time.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll let the next people go on.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you, Anne. All right. Again, all listeners are getting a 20% off discounts of all kinds of services. Just give me a call at 928-300-2112. And otherwise, I wish you all a wonderful sunny day or beautiful evening, and talk to you next week.
Okay, we'll see you then, Claudia. Thanks so much for a wonderful show.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you
for having me. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and everybody else, call back in. Mandy, call back in. We'll be connecting everybody else here to our next show here with Linnea Starr. So everybody, call back in now. The show here will end. And we do thank you all for being here.